how well I like myself shows in how well I like my creation. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with a thought for today. How well I like myself shows in how well I like my creation. Yes. I go around the world and I look at my creation and I think, good and very good. I look at the world conditions and I say, good and very good. I look at people who are having conflicts with one another and I say, good and very good. I look at people who are looking at the world and finding difficulties here and there and I say, good and very good. Do I really do that? No, I don't. I don't look at the world and see conflicts or see problems. I look at the world, I penetrate the world. I created it. And I look at all in the world and I see it good and very good. I look at every person, every place, everything, every attitude. I look at every ideal and I see it good and very good. There is everything in the world is the fulfillment of my attitude of good and very good. Now, why can I do that? And why is it that I always do that? I do that because that is my nature. That is who and what I am. I create all in the world good and very good, and all in the world reveals its goodness and its very goodness to me because that's what it really is. All the world is good and very good, and all the world is fun and lots of fun. And because all the world is fun and lots of fun, then everything that takes place in the world is nice. I look at the bright side. I look at the things that people are doing, and I find charming things in what they're doing. I looked at Sylvia walking up to the swimming pool, getting ready to touch up the filter or clean up the pool a little bit. And she walks up there with such joy and such happiness. She just loves to do that. I look at Ingeborg going down, and these are monks from here at the Absolute Monastery, and I see Ingeborg going down to the trash barrel, and she is pulling a little cart along with her, and in that cart she's got trash that she wants to put in there. Now, she doesn't have to do that. That trash barrel is up at the garage, and she just puts it in there, and somebody else will take it down, but she wants to do that. It gives her an opportunity to walk and to move along and just have a good time. And so she goes down there and she comes back and she says, I walked all the way to the trash barrel and back and I did this and I did that and I feel so good. And I say, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You're going to live a long, long, healthy life. And she is. Now, all her actions show that she is a sprightly, dynamic, wonderful woman. Beautiful. And I look at her and I see her as a sprightly, dynamic, beautiful woman. I look at Sylvia and see her as a loving, self-confident person who just finds everything in life of great joy. She finds everything in life to be satisfying and uplifting. And look at Ellen, a chief monk here. And what do I see in her? She's always got a smile on her face and in her heart. She's always loving everything. She starts out loving her little love that's her mini pin. And she loves this dog with all of her heart and all of her being. And she does everything she can. She snuggles him and she shows that she is a loving, loving, loving person. And everywhere she goes, she spreads this love like pixie dust. And all the world responds to it. That's what I see. And that's what it is. And as I go around the world, everybody I talk to, they say, Herb, you're such a loving person. I say, that's right. You're my reflection. I'm your reflection. I don't always say to people, what you see is what you are. That's the truth. But I just look at them, and they see me so happy. And so I see them so happy, too. And we are two happy people seeing two happy circumstances. And it's wonderful. It's satisfying, it's rewarding, it's so grand and so beautiful that it's just hard to imagine why we wouldn't be doing it all the time. How well I like myself is how well I like my world. How well I like my creation. Now, how well do I like myself? Well, it shows how well I like myself by my ability to not say no, but to say I'd rather have this or I'd rather have that. So they offer you a bowl of ice cream, and you say to yourself, I know that whenever I have a bowl of ice cream, it tastes so good, but the thing is, I don't need it. I'm interested in getting off a little bit of weight. I'm interested in getting my balance here and my balance there. And so I'm going to do all things because I want to accomplish the good I have. So I see myself with my ideal body. And seeing myself with my ideal body, I cannot see myself taking into it any things which are not going to be beneficial to being an ideal body. But if I allow myself to do that, then I just really don't like myself. But if I like myself, I'll only take into me that which is ideal, that which is beautiful, that which is good, that which is wonderful, that which is satisfying, and that which is me. Now, do I look at the rest of the world as a fat world or a skinny world? However I look at the world is how I am. Now, do I look at the world as everybody has the ideal body? How nice that is, huh? If I look at everybody as my creation, and I'm a good creator, living in their ideal spirit, mind, and body, wow! Naturally, I start with myself. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and then as I am living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, I am looking out upon the world and I see everybody living in their ideal spirit, mind, and body. And what a great experience that is. What a great knowledgeable activity that is. Well, how fulfilling that is. And this is what it's all about. And this is what I'm all about. And this is what all, the only thing that matters in the world is how I like myself and how I like my creation. Because that puts the whole thing together. That puts the world together. That puts my life together. That puts all that I am together. How do I like myself? How do I like my world? They run hand in glove. They belong together. They just are so perfect. How do I like myself? I like me. Well, if I do, then I'm going to only do those things that are beneficial for me. I'm only going to think those thoughts that are beneficial for me. I'm only going to eat the foods that are beneficial for me, as far as I'm concerned. I'm only going to drink the fluids that are beneficial to me. I'm only going to be that which is beneficial to me. I'm not going to do things that are going to be a challenge to my body. I'm not going to do things that are going to be a challenge to my life. And also, as I look at my creation, they are my reflection, and so they are ideal spirit, mind, and body. They are perfect in every way. They are fantastic. They are glorious. Now, is that the truth? Is that the reality? Or am I just wishful thinking? Well, as far as I'm concerned, that's the reality. That's all I see. People come to me and they say, let me tell you my problem. I said, please tell me your solution. I'd like to work with you on your solution. And I will. But you're so cold, you're not listening to my problem. Oh, hey, it's hard to be cold because I'm really warm. I'm really a loving, gentle, sensitive, caring person. But I would rather care about your happiness than to care about your unhappiness. I would rather care about your joy in life than to care about your unhappiness and your hatred and your fears and your anxieties in life. And so I only allow myself the privilege of eating from the best tables, eating from the best sources, and talking to the best people who are living in their ideal spirit, mind, and body. And as I do that, that's all I know. That's all that I am. That's all that I have. Because I cannot see anything other than what I have created. And what I have created is good and very good, now and always. This is who I am. This is who you are. This is who we are. This is what it's all about. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to be your divine, wonderful self? If you are, your divine, wonderful self is already there, waiting to be expressed by you, brought forth by you, by your claim, and utilized by you in every wonderful way. Have a beautiful day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.